Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. The following is a presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, welcome to Bulldogs Live. For the next 2 hours, we're talking Georgia athletics. Bulldogs Live is brought to you by Piedmont Healthcare, the official healthcare provider for the Georgia Bulldogs. Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit Northside.com. And by Dos Equis. Cheer on your favorite team with a Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. The coach is here each Monday night during basketball season to talk about the Bulldogs and to take your questions via social media. So if you have a question for the coach, post it on any of UGA's social media platforms with the hashtag AskCoachCrean, and we could use your question here on the show. Well, the Bulldogs head into the week with a record of 12-8 overall, 5-8 now in the SEC. Georgia lost a pair of road games against ranked opponents last week, falling at Tennessee last Wednesday and at Alabama on Saturday. This week, Georgia will face its third straight top 25 team when Missouri stops in Athens tomorrow night. Then the Bulldogs will go on the road Saturday when they visit Florida in Gainesville. Georgia's matchup with Missouri is their first and only meeting in the regular season with the Tigers. Missouri lost at home to Arkansas in overtime on Saturday. They come to Athens with a record of 13-5 for the year, 6-5 now in the SEC, and like Georgia, have lost two straight. Airtime for Bulldogs basketball Tuesday night will be 6:35 for a 7 o'clock tip, and we hope you can join us for our coverage right here. Time now for you to hear from Bulldogs head coach Tom Crean. He's here for the first hour tonight to answer your questions and talk Bulldogs basketball. So we'll get to the coach next, right here on Bulldogs Live on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites when you download digital coupons you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Northside Hospital reminds you to stay safe and stay healthy during the pandemic. It's easy to do a few simple things every day. Wash your hands frequently and disinfect hard surfaces in your home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Always wear a mask in public and wash your hands before and after removing your mask. And if you're in a crowded place, stay at least 6 feet apart from others. For more information and CDC safety guidelines, go to northside.com/COVID-19.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is clean and safe for players every game at Stegman Coliseum. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com.
At Community Coffee, we've been making great-tasting coffee for over 100 years. But what makes us different isn't just how long we've been around. It's how far we're willing to go in pursuit of the perfect cup. We select only the finest beans and use over 4 generations of family roasting experience to give you the richest, most delicious coffee around. Find Community Coffee at your local grocery store or visit communitycoffee.com to order some today.
You're listening listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live continues now. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us on this Monday night with Coach Tom Crean. And your questions coming up in a little bit. And as a reminder, hashtag AskCoachCrean is how you get your questions to us each and every week on any of Georgia's social media platforms. Another big week for the Dogs. Georgia back at home tomorrow night to host Missouri Tigers, and then on the road on Saturday playing at Florida. And Coach Crean is here with us tonight to answer your questions. Tom, good to see you. How are you?
You too, Scott. I'm fine. We're ready to go. We've had two good days of work, and I think these guys are locking in, and we're trying to move forward in everything that we're doing and get them to understand what's correctable and how quick we have to correct it, the way we have to correct it, and get ready to play another outstanding team.
Busy day today for you?
Very busy. Yeah, very busy with preparation. We don't practice as long. I mean, there's not it's not a full-out, all-out physical war practice. It's not like that. But there's a lot that goes into it. We have film meetings at the beginning. We have a practice. We have our walk-through parts of it in there because I don't bring them back the night before the game now. I used to always bring them back the night before. But when we practice later like this, we do it all here. And then I had film sessions, and then I had some individual film sessions. Well, a couple dual film sessions, I guess I should say, so with some guys, because my job every day is not only to prepare for the games and prepare the team for practice, but make sure that we're getting guys to understand what they're real good at, get their confidence right, and make sure they know their coach believes in them.
Well, you're in kind of a time crunch, too, when your Saturday game is on the road. You got to travel back, and then you play on a Tuesday, so it reduces your preparation time by a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes, but you have to make it valuable. I mean, I definitely was started on Missouri. Actually, if you want to know, when we were at Tennessee, started on Alabama and Missouri. And I sometimes will do that the night before the game after I put my stuff together there. And I do it privately. You know, we were already ahead. The coaches are ahead, but I like to get myself started, especially with a later game like that with Tennessee. And then with Missouri, it was a lot of it on the bus ride back from Alabama. Because if I just watch the game tape, all I'm going to do is just stay angry the whole way, and I've got to be able to move on. Got to be able to compress it and move on. So get into the Missouri part, and then it's a late night Saturday and Sunday, and that's what you do.
From being able to travel, now obviously we don't travel with you guys this year, but over the years, I mean, basketball coaches grab time whenever it's available, basically. I mean, you get on the plane, and all the assistant coaches used to have, you know, laptops open.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
all the assistants. You guys are looking at. I mean, that's been constant for a long time.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And Steve McClain does a lot of our scouting. You know, everybody's involved. There needs to be involved. My son Riley, in his role as a student assistant, does a fantastic job of putting a pre-scout together for me, for the coaches. And he does a phenomenal job with it, not just because he's my son, but he's been doing it for a while. He learned it in an internship when he was taking an internship when we were at Indiana. And we had a young man on our staff, Brett Berman, who's now with the Memphis Grizzlies, that did a fantastic job of teaching him things as well. And he's been a very willing learner. But he puts together the pre-stuff. So we have that. And he's always a game ahead on that. The GAs are doing a great job of getting the film together. Jake Thielen helps with the personnel. Tim Dather is really locked into what we just did in our game, right, and helps there. Michael Curry jumps ahead and gives me his thoughts. And I like to have, you know, the coaches, I like to have independent thoughts. The one time we come together as a group is when we study the late game, when we watch the late game. And I've already watched it and charted it. Steve has, but I want everybody on the same page in the late game. And I think that's important. But bottom line is everybody needs to be involved, and then we have a system of it. And I take a lot of my own notes, make a lot of my own films. And basically it comes down to if the films I make are the films we go through, right? And it might be a defensive tape. It might be something that I've broken down. It might be the three key components of the game, you know, those type of things. Take all this film that we watch, and then we put it together to condense it for the players.
Since we're kind of talking about assistant coaches –
how much communication do you like to have with your assistants, with your staff, when the game is in progress? Not just the timeouts, but the game is going
on. Oh, I like
a
lot of it.
Do you mind being interrupted?
Oh, no, I want that.
They see something they
I want that. What I don't want to do is filter what you say, right? If I have to filter what you're saying, and I've been like this for a long time, and it is what it is, and everybody thinks it's crass or mean, no, it's reality. If I've got to filter an assistant coach's suggestion because he just wanted to make a suggestion, right, and I don't have it very much. It doesn't happen very much, but it happens from time to time. It happens over a career. And I'm sure I did it when I was an assistant, right? You got to look at the score. You got to look at the time. You got to look at who's on the floor, all right? And great coaches, assistant coaches especially, are a play ahead. It's very, very hard to be a really strong coach and just watch the game. All right, you've got to watch parts of the game. You've got to be a step ahead, especially when you're scouting the game, especially when you're looking at offense. And I'm coaching both parts. Steve is doing a fantastic job with us because he's been with me for so long. You know, we can finish each other's thoughts a lot. But the last thing I want to do with an assistant coach is filter what they say, and I don't want negativity. All right, if I've got a filter, if somebody's negative, now I will say something, or I will ignore you. Right. And that's reality. Right. That's the reality. I mean, I don't think I'm unique, but I do like a lot of conversation. I do want my assistant coaches involved. I do want their input and their ideas. I do want them talking to the team. I do want them talking to the players to help them get ready to go in and when they come out. And it's harder right now because of the way the bench alignments are. But I don't want I want a staff of active guys. I don't want statues. I don't want, you know, guys that are male models standing there dressed in their suits, right? I want guys that are active because our number one job is we got to win the game, right? And it's probably not going to come down to the way we planned it. So we have to be able to have all those different ways to adjust to the game. So that's my answer. I mean, I'm open to it. There's no suggestion that I won't listen to depending on who it is, as long as it's been thought out. It gets distracting if you're throwing things out just to throw them out, and then I got to think about why you're saying that because I'm pretty locked into who's in the game or who's going in the game.
How much does it benefit not just you but the whole program in general by the fact that you have multiple guys on your staff that have been head coaches before?
Oh, I think it helps a lot. It certainly helps that filtering process. I know that because they know. They didn't want to have to filter things.
Right.
And it's good. It's very good. You can't be you've got to be excited, but you can't be overly emotional, right? You've got to be a step ahead, and you've got to build a plan, right? And a lot of times the players, they have no idea, well, why am I coming out? I'm not tired. Well, you know what? You're going to go back in. It's a long game. You know, players live so long in the moment, they never understand a lot of times how important each moment is, but there's a lot of moments, right? Like the other day, great example. We're down 14 to Alabama, right? All right, we come out, we run an out-of-bounds play. It's not set to take a three because we're in the bonus. So right now we're not shooting well. So we got to get to the line. We're in the bonus. So we take a three. All right, doesn't go in. It's not a great shot. They go down, they score. We come back down, we miss a layup. They go back down, they score. We come back down, we run a play. All right, we drive it off the top of the key into traffic on a spin dribble, which made zero sense. All right, zero sense. They go down, they score. All of a sudden, there it is, right? Like, every moment is important. You've just got to stay with the game plan and understand what the game is giving you. And when you're not shooting the ball extremely well, that doesn't mean we're not going to stop shooting, but we're in the bonus. We've got to get to the foul line so we can put some foul trouble into them and so we can set our defense because we're having trouble guarding the three that day, right? So that's so important. And kids don't understand how long these games are. And the number one issue I have, and I didn't used to have this, but this is where the world continues to change and you got to work through it. They get so disappointed or discouraged, they think that it's over. It's not over. I just reminded them, I mean, we were down six with under 2 minutes to go to Kentucky. We needed every one of those moments. But here's the point I made today that is so important. Every part of practice is important. We don't go out there and juggle balls and throw the ball up in the air and clap three times and catch it behind our back. We're not doing anything that's not going to help us win the game. So no matter how long that practice is, you've got to stay locked in and focused because that 40-minute game isn't 40 minutes. It's possession by possession, and it comes down to seconds, split seconds sometimes, right? Comes down to seconds. So your level of focus and concentration has got to be fantastic, and we've got to continue to build that in our youth.
Well, we hope you can stay locked in and focused for the next hour with Coach Tom Crean. We'll get to your questions.
I could have kept going.
Oh, we got plenty of time. It's a long show, remember? Yeah, we've got more time with the coach and your questions. We'll get to those as we roll along. Also, a time change for tomorrow night's ball game. We'll tell you about that when we come back here. More Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean after this on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Core Power's the official protein drink of Georgia basketball. Fueled by 26 grams of high-quality protein, your workout will never go to waste. Work hard, recover harder with Core Power. The official protein drink of Georgia basketball.
Make your first play of the season a smart one. Get a fast and easy sports physical right around the corner from Piedmont Quick Care at Walgreens. With 27 locations offering extended hours and most open 7 days a week, you can book online to get in, get out, and get on your way to a championship year. Visit Piedmont.org/UGA to schedule a sports physical today. Patient care services provided by Piedmont Healthcare. Piedmont Quick Care at Walgreens, one stop to better.
Core Power's the official protein drink of Georgia basketball. Fueled by 26 grams of high-quality protein, your workout will never go to waste. Work hard, recover harder with Core Power. The official protein drink of Georgia basketball.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Now more than ever, it's important to support our local businesses, whether it's your favorite pizza place or your neighborhood barber. That's why I'm a proud member of Georgia's Own Credit Union. Georgia's Own has been serving our local community for more than 85 years. Whether they are saving you money on a checking account or credit card, or supporting the people, places, and teams that we've grown to love, Georgia's Own can't be beat. To learn more, visit their website at georgiasown.org. I'm Chuck Dowdle, and I'm one of Georgia's Own.
If you thought you saw the last of the double cheeseburger pizza from Papa John's, think again. Because it's back again. And now, they're debuting the sequel as a papadilla. A quarter pound of beef, zesty burger sauce, and pickles on crispy flatbread crust. Again, one more time. Get a large double cheeseburger pizza for just $12. Or a new double cheeseburger papadilla for $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Again. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live continues with Georgia basketball head coach Tom Crean, and we promised you information on the time change for tomorrow's game, Georgia hosting Missouri tomorrow night, Stegman Coliseum. First, it's good to be back home at Stegman Coliseum. And the game tomorrow, originally scheduled for 6:30, is now at 7 o'clock. Courtesy of the SEC, and I guess television got involved. I'm not sure what else was going on there. But our time has changed. It moved from 6:30 to 7. So just so you're aware of that, if you were making plans to attend the ball game, are you going to listen to it or watch it? 7 o'clock start for the Bulldogs in Missouri tomorrow. And our air time is 6:35 tomorrow night to begin our coverage of Bulldogs basketball. So we hope you will join us for that. And Dog fans, the official Georgia basketball game program is now fully digital and free to access. The paperback game program is no longer offered, so log on to GeorgiaDogs.com/digital to get everything you need to know heading into tomorrow night's matchup against the Missouri Tigers. That's GeorgiaDogs.com/digital. And, Coach, since we mentioned Missouri there, I see that they may be a man down tomorrow. We'll see when they get here, but it looks like their big guy Tillman is not going to be available.
Well, tomorrow. We prepare both ways. We saw that today, too. You know, we assumed that he would be back, but we don't know the ramifications of what he's dealing with the loss in his family. So we prepare both ways. I mean, I think unless somebody is out for the season, I think you do it wrong if you don't have them covered.
You have to cover all the bases.
Yeah, you have to cover all the bases just to be prepared.
Let's grab some of the questions that you sent in via the hashtag AskCoachCrean. Let's see. Sean in St. Louis, Missouri. Maybe he's looking for some inside skinny here. How do you combat the good guard play Missouri is showing?
You've got to do a great job of you got to stay in front of them first and foremost. They all attack the rim. Mark Smith is a tremendous shooter who's hit a little bit of a slump. You've got to make sure that you don't allow him out of that. But Drew Smith is playing like a fantastic point guard. Xavier Pinson has hurt us in the past. He really gets to the rim. That's a tremendous three-guard lineup. And obviously they put other guys in that can make shots. And the other day with Mitchell Smith in and Kobe Brown, they had five guys in that could make three-point shots. So those, not Tillman, he's not as much like that, obviously, but the other guys are. And that makes them even that much better, gives them that much more space.
And I would assume this is a team that also likes to play as fast as they possibly can.
Yeah, what's happened there this year, in the first 8 seconds of the clock, they're scoring 35% of their points. And in the past, it's been 18. Last year, it was 18%. The year before, it was 10. So, like, those are big changes. I mean, they're really playing fast. Our transition defense has got to be fantastic.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I've had some people ask me about transition defense, and not necessarily basketball experts, but what that phrase actually means.
Well, you're getting back. It's the transition from you being on offense to defense, and it's a situation where teams are coming down and they're flying at you. And Missouri is like us. They want to get it out quick after a made bucket. They want to fly down the court that way. And they do a really good job of that. Obviously, they run well on turnovers, but they do a good job of running to the rim, but also getting their corners covered. So you've got to get the ball stopped, you've got to get somebody to the rim, and then you've got to get everybody else matching up and being help. And at the end of the day, the phrase of play the ball, see your man, is the most important thing, and it starts in transition. But somebody's got to play the ball, and that's where communication comes in. And then it becomes a matter of where you pick the ball up. Do you pick the ball up at the free throw line? Do you pick the ball up at the top of the key? Do you pick the ball up at 30 feet? Do you pick the ball up at half court? Do you pick the ball up full court? And in transition defense, for us, we want to get back to the top of the key and get it leveled off and get it stopped. But you've got to have a team of guys. The speed in this league is really, really good. So you've got to have a team of guys that are committed to getting back. And there's times where our communication leaves a lot to be desired. And that's something that we've got to get. Those are problems that have solutions that we've got to get corrected.
In transition, do your five guys on the floor have a specific assignment in that transition?
No.
Or is it
no, and that's the
just
problem.
As a unit, you got to get back.
You got to match up, right? You just match up the person that's in your area. It's not about, well, I got to go find my man. No, there's times we do that. But for the most part, we're getting back to an area, especially in a missed shot situation. Made shot situation is a little different, but you got to get back and find your matchup, find the person you're matched up with in that possession, and then we sort it all out later. Really, it's not the matchup that gets you beat. It's the open shot that gets you beat. And that's what we knew was a big factor for Alabama, and that, unfortunately, is what happened to us the other day. There were too many. We just missed the challenge by a little bit, or we didn't get the hand up like we should have. And that's where we've got to get better. You know, we short arm these shots and it's ridiculous. Rather than go up, and we don't want to foul shooters, but you got to get up and get your hand extended. Use your length, change the trajectory of the shot, get them off their mark, change their vision, force a fade, you know, those type of things. And that's the aggressiveness that you have to have in transition defense or regular defense.
Good stuff from Coach Tom Crean here on Bulldogs Live. Georgia and Missouri tomorrow night, 7 o'clock is the new tip time. And then the Dogs will be on the road on the weekend at Florida down in Gainesville. So that's the schedule for the week. And come on back. We've got more questions for Coach. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean is how you get them to us on social media. And we'll do some more of that right after we pause for these words on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right now, you can save on fresh, juicy blueberries. 18-ounce cartons are on sale for only $2.99 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Though this basketball season may look a little different, you can still grab an ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis for tip-off and cheer your team on from anywhere. So no matter where you are, remember nothing goes better with basketball than a smooth and refreshing cerveza. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At BMW, we made the ultimate range of SAVs. And because each of the 7 X-Range sports activity vehicles flawlessly balance dynamic power, spacious size, and sleek design, you can choose from a fleet that fits perfectly into your life. Like the versatile and bold X1, the unbelievably powerful X3, or the luxurious X7. No matter who you are, no matter where you're going, no matter what's next, there's an X to take you there.
Proud sponsor of Georgia Athletics. Visit BMWATL.com for great offers. Go Dawgs! At Subway Restaurants, deals are delicious. And right now, you can choose from 2 great deals on delicious meals. Get a 6-inch cold-cut combo, spicy Italian, or Black Forest ham, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $6. Or choose a 6-inch chicken and bacon ranch melt, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, or steak and cheese, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $7. Either way, you get a great deal on a delicious meal, only at Subway Restaurants. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras, plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live continues with Coach Tom Crean. Thanks for being with us on this rainy, cold Monday night. At least it is here in the Athens area. And thankfully, we're not getting all the snow and ice that a lot of the other areas in the south are getting. So we're thankful for the weather that we do have. And it's not too bad for us. We'll take it. And the dogs are at home tomorrow, too, so we don't have to travel, Coach, good news.
We're down. We need people here. We need, again, they can't use their tickets. Find somebody that can. We've got to have as much energy in this building as we possibly can.
Let's grab a question from you. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean. You folks sent them in, and we're glad to ask the coach here on Monday night. Let's see. Percentage-wise, Pierce in Watkinsville says, percentage-wise, who is our best three-point shooter in practice?
KD. KD Johnson. Maybe PJ, you know, right after that. The guy doesn't take very many in practice, but he does a pretty good job making them, as Jackson Etter. Mm-hmm. But I would go with KD on that.
All right, Pierce, thanks for your question. Next question is about KD from Hayes in Dublin. How can KD take the next step in his development?
Continue to stay locked in. I mean, this is long. I mean, it's a long year no matter what, and then he missed so much time. Just keep understanding how important every aspect is. And it's not high school anymore. You're not playing every minute. You're not taking plays off. You're not you come out sometimes and you're not tired, right? That's part of it. It's a team, and it takes time. But, I mean, when he gets into attack mode and when he's locking up defensively and when the biggest next step is going to be moving without the basketball, which takes time, but that's when he's going to take another big, big step. Because we're asking him to know 2-3 different positions when he's out there playing. And that's not easy, but that's where we're at. Right, that's where we're at. We've got Sevier, we've got Justin, we've got Ty. He's got to know different positions, but I think he's doing a fine job. I just think it's, and I'm very hard and demanding on him because there's a real high level, there's a real upside to him, right? A real high level. And I told him, I said, I can treat you like a freshman, and you'll play here and there, or I can really coach you like you're capable, what you're capable of. And I said, that's going to be a lot harder.
What's his response
to
that?
They all want that till you do it, right? Like, till you actually are like that.
Yes.
And then
do you remind them? It's like, you remember that conversation
from time to time. From time to time. He's good. He's good. But I have no trouble getting on KD because I know, he can take it, and, B, he's going to be really, really good. But it's all getting on him in the sense of what he's capable of.
Right.
It's certainly not about what he can't do. You know, it's being able to do more of what he can do and continue to build on what he's got to learn. But that level of competitiveness is really, really high. We've just got to keep getting it to come out more and more.
Kelly in Smyrna, Georgia, wants to know about Jackson Etter. Is Jackson Etter earning more time, and how is he contributing?
Well, he's contributing in a way that he moves without the ball. He brings an energy. I think KD and Jackson bring a level of toughness to the game. And I think it helps make our other guys tougher, to be honest with you. I see that happen in the games. There's an energy to them. They are tough. They're both tough kids, but they bring an energy that brings a level of toughness, I guess I should say. Jackson moves. He can defend. He's gaining confidence. I felt for a long, long time he's an SEC player. There just wasn't a ton of opportunity, and frankly, I probably should have been playing him more over some other people. I mean, I just should have. But it wasn't anything negative towards him at all. I mean, and he's I've said this for weeks now. He's an ultimate play-on-demand guy. He's ready to roll. But Jackson is he's a real factor here, and he's going to continue to be, and I love coaching him and having him here.
It's fun watching him play, and certainly he's a fan favorite. I know that. Let's see, Trent in Roswell, Georgia. How big of an opportunity is it to play top 25 teams?
Well, I think it's going to be a real toughness night, right? Because they're coming off a 2-game losing streak. We're coming off a 2-game losing streak. We've got to be rolling here. I mean, we've got to be ready to go. Christian Brown is not back to health yet. He's practicing some. Jonathan Ned is home for a death in the family. So he's home for a funeral. So we'll be without him in this game. We'll have him back Wednesday. But I mean, you can't miss a funeral of a grandparent. I mean, there's no way. I would never do that with anybody. I mean, it's a no-brainer, right? It's a no-brainer. They got to go. He just has to go to California, which makes it a little harder, but that's what it is. So we've got to be really, really locked into getting back defensively, stay in front of this ball, and at the same time, come down. Now, they're a tough team. Come down and make sure we're on the attack, not standing around. You know, everybody that comes into the game is really ready to play.
Georgia and Missouri tomorrow night in this very time slot that we're in tonight. We'll be playing basketball tomorrow night. The Bulldogs and the Missouri Tigers starts at 7, airtime 6:35 here along the network. We hope you can join us for the Dogs on Tuesday night. And Bulldog fans, tune in Sunday at midnight to WSB TV Channel 2 to catch an all-new episode of Georgia All Access presented by Georgia Power. In-depth features and highlights from the week in Georgia athletics. Georgia All Access is presented by Georgia Power. It's got you covered for everything Bulldogs. That's Sunday at midnight, WSB TV Channel 2, or anytime next week on demand at GeorgiaDogs.com. More questions, your questions, hashtag Ask Coach Crean. For Coach Tom Crean, when we come back here on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Though this basketball season may look a little different, you can still grab an ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis for tip-off and cheer your team on from anywhere. So no matter where you are, remember nothing goes better with basketball than a smooth and refreshing cerveza. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Introducing the Cash Pop Win One, Give One giveaway, where you get to choose who wins with you. So you could win a new car and tell us who should win one too. How about $5,000 for both you and someone else? Or a year of free rent or mortgage for you and someone you pick? It's up to you. Just play Cash Pop on your phone, online, or register your non-winning ticket from the store at playcashpop.com. Win One, Give One happens February 1st to March 7th. So spread some win around with Cash Pop from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance was created in 1959 to provide financial protection for farmers and rural communities. Over the years, it has grown to protect all Georgians through affordable home, auto, and life insurance, helping Georgia build a strong agriculture industry and keeping the promises we made to our members. Our agents and members stand together for the values that make Georgia special: faith, family, and community. We stand together. We stand for you.
We are a farm bureau. Get ready for tip-off at the UGA Bookstore, featuring the best Bulldogs gifts and apparel. Shop all the great brands at the UGA Bookstore like Nike, Tommy Bahama, Vineyard Vines, and Southern Tide. The UGA Bookstore is the exclusive home of the UGA 10 collection by Peter Millar. The UGA Bookstore in the heart of campus next to the Tate Student Center. Shop online 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where dogs shop.
Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
This is Bulldogs Live with Georgia basketball head coach Tom Crean. Thanks for joining us tonight. The Dogs will be back at it tomorrow night at 7 o'clock hosting the Missouri Tigers at Stegman Coliseum in Athens, and on the road on Saturday against the Florida Gators down in Gainesville. And Tom, I wanted to ask you, I'd heard something at some point this season, actually, about rules changes possibly. Is there a push to get the foul number changed in college to 6 instead of the current 5?
I saw that somewhere, but I didn't put any time into that.
I don't know if coaches are trying to push for that. And
I don't know. You know, if they are, or what. And it comes up, it'd be a couple of years before it would have happened. I don't like that idea.
You don't like it?
No, I don't think about it much because I don't think it's as much on the horizon. I'm sure there's some that are pushing for it. But I don't see it that way.
Is there anything on top of your mind that you would like to see altered or changed?
Yeah, the ball advanced to midcourt for side out of bounds like the NBA does.
You like that?
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the game, absolutely. I think it would bring great strategy to it. I think it would be fantastic. I think that would be really good. Other than that, I'd like a deflected ball, or I'd like a non-deflected ball to be able to be reviewable in the last 2 minutes, like at LSU where it wasn't, whatever that situation was. But no, I'm just kidding. No, it is what it is. No, that'd be the only one that I can really think of.
Okay. All right. I wanted to ask you about the foul thing because I heard that, you know, I'd read a story about that, and I was like,
yeah,
I haven't heard of that movement. But
yeah, I wouldn't be for that.
You know, I guess it makes sense. People kind of want to bring all the rules of the game together at every different level, it sounds like. Let's grab another question from hashtag Ask Coach Crean. Sean in Alpharetta, Georgia, wants to know, what is your focus in practice right now?
Well, I think it's a combination of getting better, like making sure, like yesterday, every situation is different. Some guys need more rest than others. My job is to come in there, and I don't put it out ahead of time, but like I might keep a guy or two out of this, or I might keep a guy or two out of that, or here's a great example of yesterday. We had guys shoot the ball on both ends. A couple guys shot free throws. Then we came together for some 3-on-0, 4-on-0, and then we played. And some of the guys that are playing a lot of minutes still played because I thought it was really, really important to get their confidence up. It was really important to focus on them. Some guys didn't play. A lot of the guys playing a lot of minutes didn't play in that situation. And so now you have your scout team, you have your guys that aren't playing a lot of minutes. They get a chance to compete because they need to do that. And then we go through the defense of how we get ready for it. Today is a little bit more of a normal practice, but a lot of quick hitting stuff. We have to, if Tillman's not there, you have to know they're probably going to switch 1 through 5 with a lot of their lineups. So we have to make some adjustments there. If Tillman is there, then we have to have that process of how we want to attack in the pick and roll. So you got to make sure you're covered in that. So it might make it a little bit longer, but not much. So I think at the end of the day, we're never going to get away from player development and shooting the ball. We're never going to get away from an offensive and a defensive breakdown. We're never going to get away from making sure that we understand situation basketball. And I have very little tolerance and patience for guys that can't stay locked into that. Because my job a lot of times is we've got to have a plan for what happens if there's no timeout. We've got to have it down, right? And I always want people comfortable to the point, coaches and players, if I wasn't there, right, they could still make the same call, right, for some reason, illness, kicked out, you know, whatever it is, right, that we have to still win the game. So, like, you want to put your players in a situation where they're very confident without the timeout, all right? And I like to have the timeouts, but we may not get it, right? So we've still got to have that confidence level. You've got to stay absolutely locked into that. So getting guys, no matter what it is, to understand that minute one through minute, the last minute, are extremely important because that mirrors the game.
Your questions for Coach Tom Crean will continue in just a moment. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean, so you get them to us here on Bulldogs Live. And we remind you to be sure to subscribe to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast. You'll get exclusive on-demand audio content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, press conferences, Bulldogs Live, throwback games, all sorts of stuff that you'd like to download and listen to. Subscribe and download the podcast today and check out the new Shock and Ship podcast hosted by DJ Shockley and Wes Blankenship. Shock and Ship podcast. Be sure to check it out at GeorgiaDogs.com. More questions for the coach when we come back here on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Across the Northside Hospital system, our surgeons have decades of experience with routine and complex surgeries. Today, Northside leads the Southeast in innovative procedures. Since 2005, we've performed nearly 40,000 robotic surgeries. Our board-certified surgeons are acclaimed for non-invasive techniques. Their confidence and compassion await you at Northside. For complex surgeries, choose the best surgeons. Learn more at northside.com.
Introducing the Cash Pop Win One, Give One giveaway, where you get to choose who wins with you. So you could win a new car and tell us who should win one too. How about $5,000 for both you and someone else? Or a year of free rent or mortgage for you and someone you pick? It's up to you. Just play Cash Pop on your phone, online, or register your non-winning ticket from the store at playcashpop.com. Win One, Give One happens February 1st to March 7th. So spread some win around with Cash Pop from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is clean and safe for players every game at Stegman Coliseum. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com.
We continue here on Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. The Dogs getting ready to host Missouri tomorrow night, only meeting with the Tigers this year. It'll be at Stegman Coliseum in Athens.
As far as we know.
Right? Regular season, yeah. I can't even say that.
Who knows what's going to happen at the
end. Because that last week now has two open dates in it.
I don't know anything. I'm not giving a subliminal message.
And anybody could be plugged in there.
You never know. Yeah, you never know right now.
Texas A&M and Florida, they've lost a lot of games the last couple of weeks. So
I would hope we wouldn't have to go back to Missouri. I would hope, but
that's always a tough draw. It's good to
– They're good. They're really good.
It's good that they're coming here, though. We certainly are glad to be home tomorrow night and hosting Missouri at 6:35 is our airtime. The game, if you missed it, has been moved to 7 o'clock from 6:30. So a half hour shift. It'll tip at 7 o'clock, or actually just a minute after, is usually the case for television. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean is how you get questions for the coach to us. And we take them in and spit them out in the question machine. And we've got one from Stephen in Johns Creek, Georgia. He wants to know what kind of difference has Justin Kyer made in his first and only season here.
Well, he's a bona fide player, and he's capable, and we got to make sure he understands what he's capable of. We got to get him to the basket more. All right, we got to get his pull up more and trust his three, but he can really get to the rim. He was one of, I've told him this 24 times. He's one of the best layup makers I've ever recruited. So we got to get him to the basket, and he's got a nice mid range shot. He's quick. He's got good hands. He can defend. Sometimes he's his own worst enemy with overthinking. Doesn't need to do it, right? He's a very good player, and he needs to feel that way. But I love having him here.
Sean or Steven, thanks for your question. We appreciate it. Bridget in Athens, who has impressed you most on defense?
Well, from start to finish, I'm going to go with Sevier has really improved. KD is a natural pit bull in what he does defensively. He can create a lot of havoc, you know, with his strength, with his competitiveness, with his body. Sevier's made the most improvement. There's no doubt about that. We have some other guys that have got to guard the dribble better, and then I would throw them in it. And I'm not afraid to have Jackson Edder on just about anybody. But we've got to defend better. I mean, we've got to defend better all the way across the line. And our guys that are bigger that can guard inside and do those type of things, you're not a complete player if you're not guarding the dribble better, especially on the outside. And I want to get a team that can switch 1 through 5 pretty consistently or even 2 through 5, right? And we're not quite there yet, but we can still improve, and that's our focus.
What makes a player a good defensive player?
Feet and hands and balance. Can you move your feet? Are your feet strong, right? If you're very bouncy with your feet, it's really, really hard to, you know, it's almost like a receiver that's got to put his foot in the ground and change direction. That's kind of what it's like defensive. It's kind of like when you're setting up in the pick and roll, right? The foot strike and the foot power is really, really important. And hands, like the best defenders I've coached had extremely quick hands, very strong, powerful feet where they could plant them, but they were quick, but they had balance. I mean, Anthony Edwards has got tremendous balance. And I still firmly believe if held to a high standard, he's going to be an early all defensive team player in the NBA. And I really do. Victor Oladipo has been there. Wade grew like that. OG Anunoby is like that, that we had. Nick Claxton is a great example of his feet becoming so much stronger, his squat going up 235. But guys that I call them happy feet, you know, guys that play with really bouncy feet that they don't ever plant them in the ground, it's very hard to be good defensively. And then it's really hard to be good if you don't get your hands and arms out. And you don't have to be overly quick, and you don't have to be overly long, but you got to use every bit of that. And then I think there's a level of spatial awareness you've got to have to be a good defender. And you've got to be able to move your head. You can't just put your face on the defend or the offensive man and not anticipate a screen. And a lot of that comes from the balance. And the biggest thing you can do is you get that lower body strength, right? You've got to have that flexibility and to be able to do those types of things.
Bridget, thanks for your question. We'll grab another one for the coach after this timeout. More Bulldogs Live in a moment on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
These days, I'm spending a lot more time at home, which means I need ways to easily control my comfort. And here's an insider tip. If you're a Georgia Power residential customer, you may be eligible for up to a $75 instant rebate on a smart thermostat. Here's how. Georgia Power's online marketplace features thermostats from brands like Google Nest, Honeywell, and Ecobee, as well as a variety of LEDs and smart home products like smart speakers, Wi-Fi routers, indoor cameras, and more. Just visit the site and start shopping. Shop now at GeorgiaPowerMarketplace.com.
Though this basketball season may look a little different, you can still grab an ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis for tip-off and cheer your team on from anywhere. So no matter where you are, remember nothing goes better with basketball than a smooth and refreshing cerveza. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Northside Hospital reminds you to stay safe and stay healthy during the pandemic. It's easy to do a few simple things every day. Wash your hands frequently and disinfect hard surfaces in your home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Always wear a mask in public and wash your hands before and after removing your mask. And if you're in a crowded place, stay at least 6 feet apart from others. For more information and CDC safety guidelines, go to northside.com/COVID-19.
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License number 6578.
Back with Coach Tom Crean here on the on Bulldogs Live as we wrap up the first hour of the show, and Georgia getting ready to host Missouri tomorrow. And Coach, we got about a minute or so to go here, but if you can, just kind of tell us what you're expecting for tomorrow night's matchup with Missouri.
Well, we got to come with great toughness and play with force. I mean, we really do, and want to play with quickness and speed. And it certainly helps when you're making some shots early in the game, but we can't let that be a distraction if we're not. I mean, we've got to bear down, guard, understand what they want to do, and challenge the shooting. And that's going to be a huge thing. I think it's really big because the three main scorers in the backcourt are all shooting, I think, over 76%, 78%, so from the foul line. So we've got to do a great job of keeping them off the foul line, but we still got to challenge the three and get our offense going by getting our break going and then keeping the spacing right.
Lots of ups and downs in the season.
Sure.
Have you seen in the last 2 days of practice these guys are putting last week behind them and back on an uptrend?
I don't want them to forget. I want them to have a competitive pride. Right, that says we're coming out and that's not us, right? But I also remind them, we just won 3 in a row, 5 out of 7, and these are problems that have solutions. So let's get the solution and stick with it.
Coach, thanks for your time very
Thank
much.
You.
We appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll
Thank
see you then.
Thank you very much.
All right, Georgia and Missouri coming up tomorrow. 7 o'clock is the new tip time, so make a note of that. We're on the air with you at 6:35 for our coverage here on the Bulldog Sports Network. We've got more Bulldogs Live right after this on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!